each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, excited. As usual, sharing my excitement with you. And it is Thursday, the 20th of February, 2020. And it looks like we have cloudy skies, chance of snow all day, with northwest winds 10 to 25 here in Bethel. And across the valley, chance of snow continues, and snow likely this afternoon with accumulation up to an inch. Bundle up, folks. It's still going to be cold. Heavy freezing spray warning throughout Thursday night for the Kuskokwim Delta waters. And, you know, the top of the tundra drum says the KLA coffee stand is now open at the district office from 8:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. And all proceeds benefit the KLA work-based learning program. It begs the question, what is that? To answer that question, in the studio with me right now is Danielle Craven. Good morning, Danielle. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Grady.
And next to you is my fine friend, Dallas. Dallas, remind me your last name, because I keep calling you Dallas Corbin, right?
Dallas Oscar.
Dallas Oscar. I keep on saying that you're from that movie. What's it called? Make me sound old. What's the movie? Fifth Element. Anyway, Dallas is the work-based learning learner here at KYUK. And Danielle, tell me a little bit about that program.
So Kuskokwim Learning Academy is an alternative boarding school here in Bethel. And for many years, we ran a work-based learning program, and it just kind of jump-started again after being on a little bit of a hiatus for about a year. And so the goal of the program is to expose kids to different work areas in Bethel, and then hopefully give them the work experience so that it would pique some interest in a specific field, and that they'd be have employability skills to be successful workers for the YK Delta. Also, to gain some interest and exposure in different areas so that maybe they'll go on to training or post-secondary education and pursue something in college. But the goal is to give them employability skills, give them a good work experience here in Bethel.
And Dallas, what year are you in high school?
I'm a sophomore.
Ah. And is this obviously your first experience with work-based learning in general, huh?
Yeah.
So you interviewed here with myself and my silent partner there, and we decided upon the candidates that we thought you'd be one of the best for our morning crew. We also have some interns from the district in our evening crew with the BRHS Media Ready students, which are also a fine bunch of folks there. But you, Danielle, have a cohort of how many kiddos that are out in the community?
We have 9 students right now in the work-based learning program.
Give me some idea of the partners that you have there.
So the current partners that we're working with, of course, wonderful KYUK, and we're so thankful to be able to have the partnership here. ONC, the Ogotzeragamut Native Council. We're interning in the IGAP program, which runs the recycling division. Also the social services division with the Qazigiq program. A lot of community-based programs and teaching and activities that they're doing. We're also working with AVCP, the communications program. Our coffee stand, of course. And we've also done a little bit of partnership with Shorty Salzburn at his welding shop over there. We don't have anybody interning right now, but he's definitely somebody who we've job shadowed. So those are some of the partners right now.
So all across the gamut.
One more. The Bethel Fire Department. So
nice.
We have a student there interning. Not going on any calls, but just getting, you know, exposure.
Right, because there's plenty of day-to-day over there.
Yeah.
It definitely still punctuates the point I was making, which is all across the gamut as far as job types and different skill sets and the kind of aptitudes that draw each of us unique individuals in the world into the workplace. So it looks like you're covering the bases, and I guess there's more chances for other partners to join into the folds as the program develops. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking to partner with other agencies here in Bethel, so if any organizations in Bethel, even small businesses, larger organizations, want to give that opportunity for students and have, you know, have time and have capabilities to be able to supervise and train students or even do some job shadowing, we're looking to partner with you. You can contact me directly at the school at 543-5610. I'm also reachable by email through LKST email. But yeah, the goal is to promote more, more students and give them the opportunities in the community and give them a variety of exposure. I think one of the cool things that Dallas got to do, maybe you can talk about that a little bit, was job shadow before he chose, before he decided that this internship was what he wanted. So tell
me about that experience, the job shadowing part of this experience. Just tell us all, listeners.
So the job shadowing, I job shadowed Shorty Shop, which was, I was watching them weld, and I also job shadowed the fire station. I watched them gas up, and I did a rig check with them. I can't think.
Here? Of, you came here, too?
I came here, too, at KYUK.
I think you also went to AVCP for the communications, or at least you went over there and did the interview process as well, yeah?
Yeah.
So in all that, right, you went to – go ahead.
Oh, just I wanted to add, too, he also was doing a lot of the job shadowing at the coffee stand. So our school operates a coffee stand business over at the district office, which we kind of got back going. And he was convinced that making coffee was what he – that was the prime job to do. So it was really good for him to see the inner workings of each place, because now he's piqued his interest in radio. And then also just with the AVCP Workforce Development Program over there at the Duhkach building, Kendra Kranz, Seth O'Brien, Sam Crow's program there, it's a really great work job center where we've utilized their interviewing, mock interviewing process, and giving the kids that preparation. Also doing, of course, a job portfolio with our resumes and cover letters, and just teaching them the inner workings of how to get ready for a job and prepare.
So in that experience of interviewing and job shadowing, tell us a little bit about what the takeaway is, you know, Dallas. What have you learned in just this short time of going through those shadows and the interview?
So I learned some new skills that need to be used during the workplace, like being on time and getting used to the work environment. Yeah.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment. We're going to catch our breath and come back with Dallas and Danielle from the work-based learning at KLA. We'll be back in just a minute. In that minute, or actually five, we're going to check out Newgrass Revival with Fly Through the Country. For a little jamming out here on Coffee at KYUK. Back in a few.
I wake up tired, my eyes are red. Feels like an unmade bed. Dirty clothes are scattered all around the floor. By tomorrow night there'll be some more. The hot rod driver pushing down the road. My head feels like it's gonna explode. No loose women, it all inside. I guess I'll pack my bags and leave tonight. I'm gonna fly through the country, hanging on the trees, picking berries in the underbrush, crawling on my knees. Fly on the front porch, read a good book, listen to the sound of the gurgling brew. Pots and pans are lying in the sink. I guess I go to town to have a drink. Nothing new for miles around. The dead end life is bringing me down. Sirens screaming, horns beeping all around. I sure get tired of the lonesome song. My fire's gone, my guitar strings broke. I'm leaving this town and it ain't no joke.
I'm gonna fly through the country, hanging on the trees, picking berries in the underbrush, crawling on my knees, lie on the front porch, read a good book, listen to the sound of the gurgling brook.
That's Newgrass Revival with Fly Through the Country right here on Coffee at KYUK, making our morning a little bit motivated. Also motivated to do some work this morning is Dallas. Dallas, we were talking before the break there about you adjusting to different work environments, but you got a chance to see many work environments. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I got a chance to see a lot of work environments, like at the fire station, it's mostly outside work. And then, like, at the coffee stand, it's mostly inside work because we're making coffee for other people. And, yeah.
Sometimes customer service and sometimes it's solitary work, too, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, if Danielle, if Mrs. Craven, if other people want to find out more about that program for next semester, what are they going to do?
We would love to hear from you. Please give us a call at Cusco Cum Learning Academy, 543-5610, and you can ask for me with the work-based learning program. You can also email me, Danielle_Craven, C-R-A-V-E-N, at lksd.org.
And I really don't have much more time, but to say thank you to each of you for coming this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. And then also the coffee stand. The hours are from 8 o'clock to 11:30 each day from Monday through Thursday at the district office. And so right now there's carpet renovation, so it'll be open on Monday.
All right, so it leaves me only one thing left to say, listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.